Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Open minds on cosmic lines. To call in to future episodes, the number is 1-833-703-0424. The show is recorded live the second and fourth Sunday of every month. Please subscribe to Alien Theorists Theorizing on YouTube to watch it live, or patreon.com/alientheoristspodcast to watch on demand. The cosmic channels are open. We're live.
I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Andrew.
And the cosmic channels are open if you're watching live.
Call us.
1-833-703-0424. We're taking all calls about paranormal, ghosts, cryptids, aliens, UFOs, your theories, whatever.
Whatever you got.
Call. Fuck you, call us.
Fuck you, call us. And just like that, someone's on the line right now. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Fuck you, I called.
Fuck you, you did.
All right.
All right, on.
It's Henry. Calling from Northern California.
Hey, thanks for calling back, Henry.
You're welcome. I got a theory, and I also wanted to comment on the latest case file, which was freaking insane. I love that one, the Cisco UFO encounter. That was so good.
That's fun.
That was a good one.
And you guys started to talk about Manzanita, and I was like, oh shit, I walked through that stuff. It absolutely sucks. Because I've done a lot of backpacking in the Sierra. Oh yeah. I've done a lot of backpacking in the Sierra Nevadas, and it's like madrone trees, but as a bush. So the like actual like stem and stalk of the bush is really, really hard. And going cross country backpacking,
you always
that
want
shit,
soft bush. You don't want a hard
so
bush.
So much. Yeah, it sucks so much. It cuts you up like nothing else. And it was kind of cool to hear that in the case. So I'm like, hey, I know that stuff. I'm sure I didn't walk through the rarer variety of it, because where I'd go backpacking a lot, it was just absolutely everywhere. So I'd be interested to look up what, I guess, separate species or, you know, varieties of Manzanita is actually really uncommon, because it is absolutely everywhere in the Sierra Nevadas. It is
a
pain in the ass.
I think we talked about it. That's just, it's maybe common there, but it's rare worldwide.
Makes sense. It wasn't a matter of just one type of it.
We're theorizing, but so we don't really know. We're not a.
There are like three or four species that are only grow in the Sierra Nevadas, like in very small areas.
Of course, you fucking know
that. Dan knows.
Why do you know that, Dan?
Because I read the book.
He read the fucking book. Henry, can you confirm or deny that? So you didn't find any anti-gravitic properties or anything.
You were attacked by robots.
Energy in the Manzanita bush.
I did not, but now whenever I'm backpacking, I'm going to be scared as shit of owl noises, you guys.
Yeah, as you should be.
I was out in the hills working on my cabin the other day, and I heard an owl, and it was getting dark, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get going home soon. And then I listened to the case file like 2 days later. I'm like, no, I really don't want to be out listening to owls when it's dark. Climb a tree.
Yeah, don't fuck around out there.
So the theory I've got kind of ties in with the Manzanita and that case file, because if aliens were coming to our planet or have come in the past and are continuing to come, I personally think that they'd be coming for something, you know, that is significant to them.
Right.
And not necessarily rare in the sense that we only have it, but rare in the sense that, you know, it's rare everywhere and we don't know what they're going after because we haven't gone to that stage in our technology. So it's something we're not aware of harvesting, because I don't think they'd be coming here for gold, because there's literally asteroids like
full of
riddled
gold
with the stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the same goes with water, because I mean, water is somewhat abundant, just not in its liquid form. So,
right.
You know, kind of ties in with the whole Manzanita thing. They're probably interested in things that are rare to us, but we don't really know the significance of them yet.
I mean,
it could just be something we're not utilizing, right?
It's true.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I mean. Yeah.
Some sort of, you know, microscopic.
We're still discovering elements.
Yeah. Compound in there. Boys, reacts with something.
Imagine if they need to rely on fucking plastic or some shit. Great. Take it all.
Take it.
Get rid of it.
Harvest our plastic.
Take it all, boys. It's all yours.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think, yeah. I mean, they're coming here either as scientists to observe us or coming here for something valuable to them. That would make sense.
For sure. All right. Thanks, boys, for having me.
All right. Thanks, Henry.
Thanks, Henry.
Have a good show.
We'll talk to you again. Bye.
Talk to you.
So it may or may not be the Manzanita bush is what the ETs are coming for.
Yeah. Never know.
Never know.
I mean, you got to assume that, like, you have a plant there. Like, you know, is that just a coincidence that they're there? I don't think so. I think it's...
Could be.
I think they're there for that.
Something.
Or maybe it's just the first time they've seen one, right? Because they're specific to that area that you were saying, right?
Yeah. And there's documenting.
So maybe they're just like, oh, this is fucking interesting. We've never seen this. Let's document it. Let's put it in the fucking, you know, put it in the Rolodex here for next time we see a weird bush.
Yeah. I like that theory. All right. As we await another call, if you're watching live, fuck you. Let's do it.
Fuck you. Call us.
Let's go.
Yeah.
And while we're waiting, I don't really know much about it. Does anyone know anything about the soccer or the tennis player in China who's just like gone missing? And she's sent those like cryptic things like, I'm fine. If you have any questions about me, please contact.
Is that the one that came out and said the vice president assaulted her or something?
Something.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
The tennis star.
Yeah. She's
dead.
I think she's
dead. She's gone, girled.
Yeah. That's.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking scary, man.
It just popped up a few times. I haven't really looked much into it, but. It's like that, remember the Alibaba guy was talking bad about the government?
Jack Ma.
And then all of a sudden he just disappeared for like 2 weeks and he came back. He's like, I'm sorry.
He talked shit.
He came back, said, I'm sorry, and complied. Well, we'll come back to that because we got a caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Brennan Cram, calling from Vancouver Island, BC, Canada.
Oh.
Woo! We're just a couple island boys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got a Sasquatch story for you guys tonight.
Oh, hell yeah.
Groovy.
Yeah, so this is a story my...
Can you disclose South Island, Mid Island, North Island?
Campbell River, baby.
Woo! Really?
Oh, it could be a neighbor.
Yeah, not far away. Yeah.
Let me lock my door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is a Sasquatch story my parents told me and my siblings when we were younger. Takes place like back in the 90s, and there's this lake on Vancouver Island called Pearl Lake. And back in the 90s there, it was, nowadays it's all logged out, but back then it was not logged out at all. It was a while to walk in. There was two cabins on the lake. If you draw a circle, one cabin was on like the side of the lake that's closest to us, and there's one on the opposite side of the lake.
Right.
So it was midday. Mom and my dad were sitting there, and my dad was like, how about we go to Pearl Lake for the night and stay at one of the cabins? And so they decided to go, and they ended up getting to the trailhead. It's down this log and road. It takes a while to get there. So they get there, and it's dark out. And they're like, hey, so we'll just make it to the first cabin tonight. So they start heading to the first cabin. There's like this big log jam you got to climb over, and it's pretty sketchy when it's dark out. But they're heading through the bush, and they start hearing these like branches snapping behind them, and they're just starting to hear like stuff coming from behind them. They're all starting to get a little freaked out. And then like out of nowhere, they start hearing it getting real close, and they hear this like scream. It's hard to explain, but it's kind of like an owl and a monkey. It was just like, but it's like it reverberated through your chest. Like you felt it in the ground. They said like a big like hoo hoo wahoo, but it was just like raspy and loud. And my mom hears it, and she looks at my dad, and she just starts running, like falling down, getting back up, charging through the bush.
Smart.
Yeah. And
trips the dad. It's like, I don't have to run fast. She's faster than you.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, big time. So my dad picks her up, and he has to, like, slap her across the face. He's like, calm down. We're going to get through this. He, like, turns on his flashlight. He's walking through the bush. He's like, heave-ho, heave-ho. We're going to get to the cabin, and they end up getting to the first cabin, and they're fine. And they spend the night there, and it's all good. But then a couple months forward, my dad's sitting there telling the story to his buddy. And his buddy's like, well, man, let's fucking go out there. Why not? Like, see if we can find the Sasquatch. And he's like, fuck it, why not? He's like, and my dad's buddy's like, my buddy has this dog. It's like, I think it was a Rottweiler or a Pitbull, but it was a bear dog. So this dog was from the mainland. It would go after grizzly bears and shit. Like, the dog did not care at all. So they end up heading out earlier in the day, and they pass the first cabin. There's a little rowboat down by the beach that was like communal. Everybody would like respect it. So you'd get on the rowboat, go across the lake and get to the second cabin. And so they get to the second cabin. As soon as they get to the beach, this dog jumps off and starts sniffing around. And it just like tucks its tail between its legs and goes to get back on the boat. But I was like, oh, no, let's just go up to the cabin. So they go up to the cabin, and it's starting to get dark out now. They have all their stuff set up. They got a fire going. And it's like the second cabin's a lot bigger than the first one. So it's got like a second floor and like a balcony. So they have their lawn chairs sitting on the balcony, and they're talking about the Sasquatch story. And my dad's buddy stands up and just like yells the sound the Sasquatch made, just screams it across the lake as loud as he can. And like 10, 15 seconds later, they get the same call about like 10 times louder coming back to them from the other side of the lake.
Oh, how fast can you row that fucking boat?
Yeah, they're like, oh, fuck. But you know, right. It's like.
So mental note, don't go to Pearl Lake.
Pearl Lake's off limits.
Yeah, off the list. Places to go.
Stay away. But like, it would take like an hour and a half, 2 hours to walk around this lake. Like, it's full of shellac. You do not want to, like, it takes way too long. That's why there's the rowboat there.
Right.
So they're sitting there and they yell it again, and the thing yells back. But I mean, it's like a third of the way to the cabin now, and they're like, holy shit. And then they're sitting there and they yell it one more time, and it's like pretty much halfway to them, and they're like, how the fuck is this thing moving so fast? And they sit there like, okay, we should probably stop fucking yelling at this thing. And then they're sitting there, and there's like a rock bluff behind them, and they hear this thing scream from behind the cabin. And they're like, what the fuck? And they hear like the rock sliding down the hill. And they hear this like, and the dog is sitting in the corner just losing its shit. And they hear this thing like running around the cabin. And my dad's buddy runs downstairs, grabs his hammer, nails the door shut. And they see this thing like popping through the windows running around the cabin. And they end up sitting there fucking, yeah, chilling out for a bit. And then they don't hear much after that. And they end up, you know, sun comes up. They like grab the dog, get on the boat, and get the fuck out of there.
Absolutely,
they had their own Ape Canyon going on.
Yeah,
there.
So they legit, yeah, they've seen them through the window like a legit Bigfoot, just a
nine foot
monster.
Much shadow. They're slamming that, they're hammering the door shut. They don't really see much, but they definitely see something go by the window.
They see something big.
Was it just one? Did they think it was just one or
can,
more
you
than
can
one?
Hear it like, you can hear a footstep hitting the ground, running around the cabin.
Boom! 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 Boom!
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
No thanks.
Nope.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Yeah, you always just tell that out camping when we were kids.
Oh, yeah, that's the best time to tell that story.
That's the best time to tell a Bigfoot story.
When you're, that's a terrifying
when you're story. Vulnerable
Vancouver
in the woods.
Island is actually a hotbed for Sasquatch encounters.
Yep.
Okay. I have a friend, Frederick, who's seen one on Vancouver Island too. He saw his mid-island around Port Alberni. Terrified him.
Isn't there an island literally named Ape Island, like in your area?
Probably.
I think there is, there actually.
There's a lot of islands.
I know I've mentioned it multiple times. I'm like, we look it up. It's right there.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a hot spot for Sasquatch stories. You hear a lot of them around town. Yeah, well, that's pretty much it, boys.
That's a great Sasquatch story.
That was awesome.
Oh, I appreciate it.
So it never tried to break in. It just was terrorizing them on the outside of the cabin. They nailed the door shut and just kind of chilled inside.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, the dog wouldn't even go outside to take a piss. It'd piss off the top deck. Yeah, it was not having a good time.
Smart dog.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, boys, well, appreciate it.
Great story. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
No worries. Take it easy.
All right, bye.
Cheers.
Woo. Oh, man, full-on Sasquatch.
That was close. That was in my town. That's insane.
You want to quickly go nail your door shut, or... What are you thinking?
How far is Pearl Island from here?
Pearl Lake.
Too close. Pearl Lake.
No matter what, it's too close. Yes,
much too close.
It's too fucking close.
Sasquatch is already in your house.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. All right, let's bring another caller on.
See ya.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
You theorized sons of guns, thought you done got rid of me, but I'm back at it again, baby. This is the Cowboy
shit.
Pilot from Fort Worth, Texas.
I was actually just thinking the other day, I haven't heard from you in a while. I wonder if you just said, fuck this show, got rid of it.
Oh, I thought it's because he was talking too much on the show. He got pinched by the authorities.
I'm always listening, boys. It's just been a while. I've been a little bit busy. But I heard a recent story that piqued my interest and thought I'd pose it to you fellas and see if you had any thoughts.
Awesome.
So I was talking to a couple fellas at the airport the other day, and one of them... was actually one of the pilots who had that sighting of the jetpack over by LAX. I guess this was almost a year ago now. And I don't know if y'all have been paying attention, but over the last like couple of years, there have been like something of a rash of jetpack sightings, like in and around really complex, really high security airspaces. And I just wanted to know if you guys had any thoughts about that. Seems like a CIA psyop to me.
The stories have come across the news feed, but I never really followed up with them. So there's multiple sightings of someone like in like a Mandalorian jetpack kind of thing, or what?
There have been at least three, but yeah, there might be more actually. But at least in the States, there have been at least three sightings of people. So we're talking like within like less than a mile of like Bravo airspaces, which are the biggest airspaces in the country. You know, we're talking like LAX, DFW International, Atlanta, you know, big, really busy airports.
Right.
If you're flying around there without clearance, you're in a lot of trouble. And there have been at least three sightings of people in like straight up, like you said, Mandalorian style jetpacks, which the last time I checked are not things you can come across very easily. I mean, you can't like shop on Amazon for yet.
Whoever this guy is, I remember there is the commercial pilots. I don't know if it was Alaska Airlines or Southwest or something, but they reported him seeing him at 6,000 feet, and he flew within 30 yards of the cockpit, and they saw him clear. There's a guy up here in a fucking jetpack.
Got the fucking Rocketeer up here just going around buzzing by the. Buzzing the tower.
So do we have like a, remember that guy, do we have like a Mad Mike in a jetpack right now? Is that what's going on?
Oh, maybe.
Remember Mad Mike, the steam-powered rocket dude who tragically... Yeah.
The Flat Earth dude, right?
Oh, yeah. Flat Earth Mike, that's right.
Flat Earth Mike?
Yeah, I think he ended up Flat Mike.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Flat Mike.
It could be some type of proof of concept. Could be something like that. There's that one video of that guy on the hoverboard. Like the full-on drone hoverboard, like down, like flying down Times Square, you know?
Dude, I could definitely see it being some sort of private tech company, like with some private tech.
That's pretty ballsy, though. I mean, that's pretty bold to be flying like... I mean, like, if you were going to test technology like that, you probably wouldn't do it, like, on short final right next to LAX.
No.
Without, like, authorization and clear... I mean, like, this guy was almost like a smashed bug on the windshield of the 737. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was not a well-coordinated event.
No, like, if you were going to do that, say you did have a prototype jetpack that was functional, and you did that, you would want to, like, make it viral. So you want to, like... have your company logo or like something to say like this is our jetpack, you know,
sponsored by SpaceX and Red Bull.
Yeah.
What if it's just a really crazy smart guy making it in his garage? Like, what was Bob Lazar making in his garage?
More crazy than smart.
The jet bike. He made a jet-powered motorbike, I'm pretty sure.
He made a jet-powered motorbike. Car. Right? He could just be a really smart weirdo hanging out in his fucking garage making jetpacks.
That's like my theory. I think there's this like a real Tony Stark type out there making his own jet. But the thing that's interesting is that there was no follow-up story. So it wasn't like 3 days later they like, you know, caught the guy and he had a jetpack in his backyard or anything. I mean, he's like on the loose jet, presumably jetpacking around somewhere, dodging airplanes.
I imagine it'd be actually kind of difficult to kind of pin down like a location for that. You could go and ask people like, did you guys see this jetpack guy? But since only like... a few number of people saw him, and it's like, did you see him land or did you see like where he went? And then who would even investigate that? Like
the jetpack
I don't know
guy.
Who you would like send out to go
FBI
get it.
The FBI and the FAA? Is that
yeah,
right?
But it's only like, it's isolated in cases. It would be like, we're looking for a guy in a jetpack. There's only so many, I imagine there's only like so many people you can ask. Like, do you want to devote resources to this as something that isn't that huge a problem yet? Like it really
they're probably, I times. Think they assume that this problem is going to fucking solve itself eventually here.
Yeah.
He's
going to run out of juice a little too high one of these days. Yeah, they might be counting on him flying into a power line or something.
Yeah.
But 6,000 feet's pretty high. I mean, the videos I've seen of jetpacks are, you know, they get, you know, 30, 40, 50 feet off the ground, but they start getting pretty wobbly after they get up to 50. 6,000 feet would be, I mean, you know, that's quite a feat.
Yeah, man. The only actual functional jetpacks I've seen are the ones that are like water powered and they're like powered by like a fucking jet ski.
Oh,
yeah. Or like that one dude, the French guy who's like, who flew over the British Channel, but you have to like jump out of a plane.
Oh, to get that one.
The
jet-powered squirrel suit. Yeah, I've seen that guy.
You're not gonna go from ground to air with that. Like it's not a VTOL. Whatever. I don't know how high those like the ones like those personal craft. Like I know I've seen them. The ones that are like turbine, like the turbo prop, like prop vertical right, engines like, and like yeah. takeoff, like. They haven't been fucking GTA, and I've seen.
You know what? We can't even be sure it's a man, so I'm gonna label it as of right now. It's a new cryptid called Jetpack Man.
Jetpack Man.
Yeah.
Jetpack Sasquatch.
JPM.
Yeah. Jet Squatch. We don't know.
There might be some issues with the hair catching on fire, but yeah. I don't know. It's pretty interesting. I just didn't. I just thought it was weird that, like, to this day, that, like, nobody's caught him. There's some guy with a jetpack in his garage, or some Sasquatch with a jetpack out in the woods flying around somewhere, and nobody knows who it is. But
yeah.
I guarantee you, man, the first time one of those guys gets sucked into a jet engine, that's going to be a rough ride, and it's going to be a big deal for the FAA.
No doubt. I like that theory. It's just like some super smart guy who just made a jetpack, and he's just fucking around.
Yeah.
Because if it was like a military tech, but there's no way they're testing that near a public airspace, you know. They're out in the middle of the desert.
I don't even know where you would fly those ones like the one I was talking about. I don't even know where you would fly one of those.
No,
like
the
little those ones. But like those are functional, like those are real things. Those exist.
Yeah, can it go 6,000 feet?
But those things are fucking expensive. Like I don't know, maybe somebody just bought that and is flying around in that thing. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, those things are definitely not like widely available to the public yet. Like, there's only a handful of them.
Yeah, they're like shit you would buy out of like a Sharper Image catalog. Like,
Sky Mall. I'm pretty sure I saw one of those in Sky Mall.
You get out of Sky Mall, and it's like, okay, like nobody's ever gonna buy this.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, if you guys have time, I thought was interesting is I saw that China successfully tested that hypersonic glide vehicle weapon. And I thought that might explain some of the recent UFO sightings around like U.S. Navy vessels and stuff, because one of the big enigmas is how fast those vehicles are moving. And I think that hypersonic weapon traveled at like, I think they clocked it at like 5 times the speed of sound, which is, blisteringly fast. I don't know how maneuverable they are, but I thought, I wonder if it's, you know, we've been thinking in the wrong spot. You know, we've been thinking that it's aliens or something like that. But in reality, the Tic Tac was just some Chinese, you know, hypersonic weapon.
Oh, okay.
I think also the, I just saw a report the other day and it was like the Air Force is talking about putting out two new, or putting into service like two new spy planes. I think they were talking about either bringing back like the SR-71 and then another one that I don't think they've totally reviewed yet, but I think people were talking about it's the Boeing RQ-108, I think, or something. It's basically like their unmanned drone Delta, like stealth bomber drone. And that thing's pretty wild. Like that, like I don't think that one has like a full write up on it, like what its capabilities are that's available to the public. But
probably shoots laser beams for sure. Yeah, the SR-71 just won't die, man. They invented that thing in the '60s and it's just been in and out of service ever since. But it's a pretty wild machine. But man, we live in an interesting time of you know, aviation, and I think a lot of these really cool a lot of the UAP sightings are super unexplainable. But I think there's probably a decent chunk of them that are just, I mean, insane weapons that are in production or in the test phase that, you know, we can't even comprehend. You know, the military is typically, 20, 30 years ahead of the rest of the civil industry.
Right.
I just can't wait for some, like, insane hypersonic death dart transport vehicle to come to life.
Fucking personal jetpacks,
I'm really wondering,
man,
what I mentioned the RQ... 108 or whatever. Like, we only found out about that one in people found out about that one in like 2010 or something like that.
That's
like what we know about. You barely know anything about
if it. If we know about it, they're 25 years ahead of that.
That's a cool thing. Like, what, so the Blackbird was in the 60s, we didn't find out for 30 years. What do they have now that we're not going to find out for 30 years? Like, it's pretty wild.
Oh, dude. Jetpacks for sure, man.
Jetpack, man.
Anyways, boys, that's all I got, but I appreciate you bending the ear as always, and I'll be listening.
All right. Hey, call back sooner next time.
Adios. I vaya con Dios. I won't make it two seasons in between next time.
All right. Sounds good, brother.
Yeah.
Have a good night. Bye.
It's the Northrop Grumman RQ-180.
That's the best.
I love Cowboy that's Pilot, the best. Man. The guy fucking rules.
Like, what person calls in and knows when to get off too. Like, that was perfect. He's like, he's so cool. He's like, all right, boys, I gotta go.
I'm
like,
out.
Peace. Like,
you know, like, he doesn't let us in the call. He big times us. Call. He's like, sorry, boys, I am out of time.
Yeah.
Talk to you another time.
You're welcome.
You guys have had enough of my time. See you later.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys fucking awesome.
All right. Another caller. Beauty. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Yo, what's up?
Yo, man.
How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Good. Hey, I think I get the award for proximity caller. I'm calling from Summerland.
Summerland?
Oh, yeah.
Just down the road.
That's right. Local,
love
boys.
Summerland.
Local is right. Yeah, that's definitely the closest call. I think the closest before that was Revelstoke we had. So, you've taken the cake.
Thanks.
Yeah, let's just shit on the guy that called me from my hometown. No big deal.
Hey,
where's the call being received?
Yes, Kelowna. So, you're right. This is closest proximity
closest
call.
By far. All right.
That's where the studio is.
Thanks for calling, man. What do you got for us?
Yeah. Well, what do you guys want, a ghost story or a UFO?
UFO, buddy.
We love UFOs, 100%.
UFO?
Yep.
Okay, cool. So I was younger, probably like 12, maybe, and we were out in Kananaskis doing a bonfire and, small campfire. And I shit you not, and I asked my sister about this.
Yeah, 2 foot by 2 foot, no big deal.
Yeah, easy, at least that. Maybe a little smaller.
What's that?
By
it was
two.
Perfect regulation fire.
Yeah, perfect. Let's stick with that.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Nothing too big. But I swear, I saw so imagine a meteorite, what you picture in your mind, but it was about the size of the moon and traveling at the speed of a plane. But like, so it was really low and really slow, quiet and completely on fire. And like, when I saw it, I was like younger and I was like, oh, that's weird. And everyone was like, oh, that's super weird. But, the more I've like listened and done research and all this stuff, I hear about all these fireballs that happen in the sky that people see. And like, this was one of those. And I couldn't believe it because you see a shooting star, that thing's going super quick. You see a satellite, that thing's super small and far away and moving slow. But
right.
This thing, like, it felt like it was like when a plane's landing, like that, like coming in across the city or something, you see it. It felt like it was that low. And the rest of the night, I mean, I don't really remember what happened because I was so young, but it was a super weird experience and I'll never forget it. And been looking up for more weird stuff like that, but still waiting on the big one, the next big one, you know?
So you're saying you're in Kananaskis? That's what, Alberta, right?
Somewhere? Yeah, that's like 45 minutes out of Calgary.
Calgary. In the sky, it looks like the size of the moon. Like that's how much sky it's taking up, and it's on.
It was that big,
and it's on fire. It's in like red fire, or is it like a white, or
like engulfed? No, it was like orange, red, and like you could see the stone, like you could see the physical object in it, and it was burning.
What do you know the year by any chance?
No, but when I remember. After that happened, my sister like is a non-believer or whatever, and she looked into it and said that an asteroid hit in Egypt and killed a dog, and you could probably look up that one. So I'm 32, so 20 years ago, I guess, maybe it was somewhere around there, but yeah, super weird. Maybe 2003 2005.
And was it clipping a lot, like it was clipping along pretty fast, or was it like, was it moving?
No, it was like super slow. That was the weird thing.
Super slow? Yeah.
Really slow. Yeah. Super weird. And it was a big field that we were in, so you could like see it. And it like came up, and it was like, it probably crossed over our heads for like 10 seconds. Big. Like if you hold your fist at the top, like as far away from you, like at least that's how big it looked like. I remembered.
That's how much sky it's taking.
Not a shooting star or anything like that, right? And you've seen that Russian asteroid, and it's just like blink of an eye, explodes, all this, right?
Right. Yeah, the one that's from a handful of years ago, that airburst. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's weird. So like, it looked like something was like slowly burning as it just streaked across the sky.
It was so slow, I could like see hit marks in the stone, like crater marks. Really weird. I don't know what to think of it, but you've heard of burning balls of like different UFOs and stuff, and I've heard like if you want to go super off the wall with it, that like certain reptilian ships can potentially look like fireballs, but I don't know. Also, I wanted to ask what you guys thought about the flood and like why that atmospheric river pooled over the Fraser Valley, and if you think like that was just a coincidence or some sort of planned phenomenon.
Planned? Like as in someone did
it? Because I know that you got stuck on the road, right? Is it Braden?
Braden did.
Yeah, I got stuck on the road.
I mean, that's
was
all.
Was that on the other side of Hope?
Yeah. I got stuck.
You got stuck east side.
Just before Hope. I got turned around, and then I had to go back to Princeton, and I got stuck in Princeton for a bit, and I made it out of Princeton before Highway 3 shut down.
Crazy.
You know, I hear it's like, you know, a 500-year flood, but it's like, you know, every year we hear of like the 100-year flood. Now it's the 500-year flood. You know, next year we're going to see a 1,000-year flood. It just seems like that stuff's slowly getting worse and worse and worse.
Well, and the fires too, right?
Yeah.
One thing I heard that was interesting was that they said it's not that the last 3 years or the last 5 years have been the hottest years on record. It's that the last 5 years will be the coolest in the next 20.
Will be the coolest in the next 20. Yep, maybe. I mean, the thing about those...
Every year we're just going to break records.
Yeah, the thing about the floods on like the Coquihalla especially... is that was also scorched. All those hillsides were scorched during the summer. So all the forest and shrubs that would normally hold soil in a big rainstorm were gone. So when the soil filled up.
I heard that the ashes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ashes are hydrophobic too, right?
Yeah, so when it filled up, there's nothing holding it, and the whole hillside just came down in like a catastrophic mudslide and just crushed Highway out of the way. It was gone. Like it's like 9 different spots.
It's
going to
be
place.
A while.
Yeah, I mean, they'll be able to do like a temporary repair to get like some vehicles through, but to like rebuild it as it was is going to be a long time.
Get ready for tolls.
Well, we've
again.
All done that road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be toll booths. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. No, as far as like, I mean, it's a 100-year storm or more, but now like if you know, they're a 100-year storm, maybe now in every 70-year or 50-year storm, you know, and
let's put money on it, man. I bet within the decade we're seeing that again, maybe even next year. I mean, I could see another forest fire as big as Vernon this year.
Mother
again.
Nature's just trying to take fucking right? Sumas Lake back, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Release the dam.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild. It's a.
Also, sucks. Last thing, and I'll let you go. Ogopogo, real or not?
100% real. I see it with my own real. Eyes.
And what is it? A lizard or a mammal?
It's a
giant serpent.
The giant serpent.
Sea snake.
Serpent.
It's like a giant sea monster that is linked from the Okanagan Lake to other lakes and also to the ocean. That's why that's why I think.
Do you guys think it's serpentile and not like long neck?
I think it's like a coolie loach, but enormous.
It's not like one of those swimming long necks is what you're thinking. What are those called?
Right.
Fucking
Plateosaurus.
Plesiosaur, something like that. I don't think it's that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's exactly think what it's people seem. Yeah. It's a serpentine being.
The billboards are right.
I think so.
Yeah. Hey man. Men, I love your show.
Hey, thanks for the call. Summerland.
Thanks, man.
Absolutely.
Hey, if we ever do a live show in Kelowna, would you come out?
Absolutely.
All right, stay tuned.
Yeah, I'll be there.
One ticket.
We sold one. All right, brother. Have a good night.
Okay, take care, guys. Bye.
Yeah, that is. If you're not from the area and you didn't hear about the storm, it just pretty much severed all of our major highways in one night.
Yeah, it's wild.
Gone. They're all gone. Just washed away in the river.
You got another system coming in.
Yeah, we got another system coming. What?
Tuesday. Tuesday's the big day. But you're in for it because they're saying Tuesday's supposed to be worse.
But those storms are normal winter storms, not like the last one, which was triple a normal storm. Either way.
I've never seen anything like that here in my entire life.
No, that was insane. Another caller. Yeah. Let's bring him on. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, what's going on, boys?
It's another Sunday, taking some calls.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing?
Yeah, we're doing well.
Hey, good.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Josh from outside of Atlanta, Georgia.
I'm Atlanta, Georgia. Right on, man. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for taking it.
Of course.
So, long-time listener, huge fan. You guys fucking rock.
Cheers.
Mongoose all the way. I've had crazy shit happening in my whole life, but I wanted to share something with you that's happened within the last year. My wife and I moved to this house about 2 years ago, and we started noticing some weird stuff kind of right off the bat. Doors were like being left open. You know, we heard noises in the house and like, that stuff's been happening a long time, but we never got this creepy feeling or anything. And it was just kind of weird, you know, kind of poltergeisty.
Right.
And one night, maybe a year and a half ago, I wake up in the middle of the night, you know, got to take a piss. So I get up, go to the bathroom, don't think anything of it, take a pee, come back out. I get out of my bathroom and I, you know, walk into the bed and I look up. And we have two chairs in our room. And there's a person or a shadow of a person sitting in one of my chairs.
Like full form?
Full form. Yeah, and this was a person I hadn't seen before. I've seen ghosts before. I've seen shadow people, you know. I've seen all that. This was a person I hadn't seen before, but it's a person that is somewhat common in kind of alien legend of the wide brim hat man.
Oh, the hat man, Lou Bega.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And he was just sitting on our chair. Just, you know, you couldn't make out any like facial features or anything like that, but it reminded me of like a, you know, 19th century farmer. and he had this wide-brimmed black hat, and he was just sitting there. And I saw it, and I went into like survival mode and just did a instinct breath and looked down and just stopped, and my heart started racing, and I looked back up and he was gone.
Did he have red eyes? Yeah. Did you see eyes?
No.
Just the
eyes.
Just the black with the, like, you can see the hat and the outline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I saw it clear as day. I mean, not, you know, it was night, but it was a full outline. Saw the legs, the boots, the pants, the shirt, the hat, the shoulders, the arms. You know, it was just like a person was sitting there in that chair.
Did the chair move or anything when the shadow person, like, left?
No.
He just kind of disappeared?
Yeah, just gone.
And how long ago was this?
This was about a year and a half ago.
So you've gone a year and a half without sleeping? That's impressive.
Yeah, I would say.
Never fell asleep again. Next, ever.
I'd move out of the house.
I'd burn the chair.
Scary as fuck. Super scary. I hadn't seen anything like that in probably a decade, you know, let alone as an adult. And I got some other stories I'll tell you guys on another channel. But then about 6 months after that, my wife was standing near our bed, and we got these big kind of bay window things. And she saw an orb of light outside our window, kind of doing a little twirly twirl, and then it was gone.
Man, that house is on a ancient native burial ground or something like that. That's way too much shit going on there.
Get out.
Yeah, it's
no.
That's how old is that place? You know? Do you know when it was built?
Yeah, the house was built in early 2000s.
Really?
Oh, what?
So not that old.
Barely new. Wow.
So it's something on the ground underneath it, for sure.
Yeah.
Used to be a playground or something like that where some kids died. Something fucked up happened.
Something bad happened there.
Something terrible happened.
Old groundskeeper got tossed into a furnace.
Yeah, like exactly. Yeah, something like that. Wood chipper.
What's your theory? What do you think? You witnessed it, so what do you think?
You know, I had, years ago, I had a Wicca lady tell me that I was touched. You know, street lights tend to go out underneath me and or above me, and crazy shit happens. Somebody else touched, and normally when something like that used to happen, you can feel that negative energy. You can feel something.
Right.
When I saw the orb, when my wife saw the orb, you don't feel anything. You don't feel anything in the house normally. But when I saw that shadow man, my breath left. My body got cold. I got goosebumps. The hairs on my neck stood up, and I froze. And I don't know. You know, I think there's things in this world that
seems like a reasonable survival response.
Yep.
Yeah. And you know, I don't know. I think there's things here that walks amongst us that are with us every day, and we just don't see them. We can't see them, whatever it is. And that just happened to come through at that time. I don't know why, or don't know anything like that, but fucking freaky, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, really fucking freaky.
Why does it gotta show you when you're sleeping? Like, come show me during the day.
Yeah.
The lights on, everything. Okay, paranormal activate me then. Not when I'm trying to sleep, because then it's never gonna happen.
Nope.
Not for me. It'll scare your fucking balls off, man. That's for sure.
Fucking right.
Yep. All right, brother. Hey, thanks for the call. We're going to keep the lines rolling. We got time for a couple more, but talk to you again.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Keep rocking, man.
Hey, cheers.
All right, man. Take care. Why do they always got to be dressed like pilgrims or some shit? Like, that's terrifying. The fucking Quaker man coming to get you.
Some Quaker Oatmeal guy.
Which is funny because you always want to go to Colonial Williamsburg so bad.
Yeah, Colonial Williamsburg.
Colonial Williamsburg would be awesome.
We're going to dress you like a Quaker if we go.
Absolutely. I want to wear pantaloons, man.
When those
be all about this, as long as I can wear runners, it's all matters. I'll wear whatever you want, as long as I can wear some like more good fun runners.
At the Renaissance fair, like,
we can do both.
Oh well, yeah, I mean, if we get our butters churned.
Is the Quaker outfit? Does it involve one of those like wavy wigs?
Yeah, it's got
like a judge wig.
I mean,
gives me excuse to wear a wig.
Normally, I mean, I mean, that's what the Quaker oatmeal guy looks like.
That's what I think about when I think of Quaker, the Quaker oats dude.
Yeah. Well, that's what it looks like.
Like as a Quaker, but he has like that weird wig.
I mean, I think he's just an old guy. Like that's his regular hair. I don't think you don't have to have long white hair to be a Quaker.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you do. I think it's part of it. Yeah, I think true. It's in the list of one of their qualifications.
Yeah,
right.
Okay. Check.
Now that we're talking about that, isn't like that old like those wigs, the big wigs and stuff? Isn't that because everyone used to have like an STD and everyone lost their hair?
Powdered wigs. Yeah. Yeah.
We all had syphilis.
Syphilis.
Yeah.
They had syphilis undiagnosed, and then they would lose their hair, and then everybody would have wigs. And you're bigger, mm-hmm. bigger the wig, the more powerful you are.
The more syphilis you had in your system.
I mean, so what you're telling me is everybody else just needs to have syphilis so I can fit in with my bald ass head.
Everyone needs perfect. To get syphilis so bullshit. Everyone goes bald and then we're all equal.
And we're all crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, no shit.
All right, let's get another caller here. Hello, Cosmic Channels. You're on the line. I can see you're connected.
Hello?
Come on.
You can do it.
You can do it.
We believe in you.
It's okay.
T-minus 5 second talk countdown.
Mambo number 5.
Are you muted? Oh, that's a hang up. That's a hang up.
It's probably that Quaker. Guy that was embarrassed. He got embarrassed that one time.
Who is that guy?
He's calling back to hang up on us.
He's calling back. He almost had it. He was like, today's the day.
He's been practicing his speech to roast us or something.
Yeah.
Wasn't quite ready.
Went to the church store the other day and they were out of you.
Church store.
You would know you're their best seller.
Well, we lost. Oh, I didn't have it muted. Let's bring him right on. Just like woo. That. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hi, this is Andrew.
Andrew's there.
From Iowa.
Oh, you're Andrew. I get you. Andrew from Iowa. Thanks for the call.
I'm for my stepdad. He instantly told me his UFO story.
You got a UFO story for us?
I have a UFO.
Perfect. Yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear the tale.
So he's from Venezuela. So he's not really from here. And he told me that when he was like 15, he had went to a quince, like a birthday party.
Okay.
In Mexico, in the middle of nowhere, that Dr. was outside. And when he went out there, he was stuck out there for 30 minutes and his friends had to come in. And he said he was stuck stargating, like a craft that was floating about, he said, like 2 streets away would be now. He was telling me in the car. So he said from like 2 streets away. And he said it was like gray. It was like almost like, you know how even platform, it was kind of like that, a little bit off the ground.
I missed that. It was just off the ground?
Yeah, like it was just hovering off the ground. And he said that when he, like, he's always remembered it, but he never talked about it because he just felt like nobody would believe him.
So he told you and not too many other people?
No, he currently has cancer right now. So he told me like about 2 weeks ago, and he's in stage 4 now. So he's just now talking about it.
Well, that's unfortunate to hear, but yeah. We appreciate him telling his story through you at least.
Yeah, and when he was telling me about it, it sounded a lot like the chick or the Tic Tac UFO. It kind of sounded a lot like that one that just didn't take off and was just sitting because they live close to the ocean.
Oh shit!
So I kind of made that connection because I watch a lot of the UFO stuff from you guys for about a year or two now.
Right.
So yeah, and then I had another thing I wanted to talk about. So I wanted to hear, and I don't want to bring Joe Rogan in this, but I wanted to hear your guys' take on DMT. Since I know, I think it was Andrew that works for the ambulance.
Yep.
Yeah.
Friend of a friend.
Well, his friend.
Yeah, my friend of a friend is a paramedic.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, well, DMT, I mean, I've never personally done DMT. I've done other similar hallucinogens, but never actual DMT. I'm open to it, but I'm scared because I don't know where to get it.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like, I don't really want to smoke it out of, like, a broken light bulb.
Yeah,
like there's not a lot of good options.
Like, if I'm going to Peru and someone, like, has some dried DMT and we smoke it in a, you know, a Dr. Feelgood pipe, sure.
Dude, if we're going all the way to Peru, we got to do the ayahuasca, like, drink.
Well, I mean, that's the...
Is that the one that makes you puke like crazy? Well,
yeah, but that's ingestible DMT, so it's kind of the same thing. But yeah, it makes, terrible gut reaction to most people.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I actually had it twice, and the second time I tried it, because when I did it, I didn't really think about, like, what it was going to do to me going into it. I just kind of went with it.
Right.
And it reminded me a lot of, like, what the Egyptians were doing, honestly. I feel like they must have been doing some type of psychedelics, because I had never seen good things like that before, and it all just screamed like the ancient Egyptians.
Just like they're doing DMT and they're seeing the sky gods, and that's how they get their
stories?
Yeah, like,
you know how they used to put those things on your head, like that made your head look bigger?
You mean like used to flatten the cranium, like the
yeah, like kind of like that. Like you see, like a lot of creatures that look a lot like that. That resembled a lot of that.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. That was my take on it. I just wanted to hear your guys' side because I know you guys are just more, you know, entertaining.
Yeah, if you're going with like the metaphysical version of DMT, like people say, like a lot of people who do DMT from the stories I've heard. See very similar have very similar experiences. Like sometimes you see like the little gray machine elves in like the machine world, and like you meet God of some type. So a lot of people have very similar experiences on it. So it's like, is that just the drug and that is how it reacts with your mind? And so everyone kind of sees something like that? Or is there something like another, you're like
that it's unlocking.
Yeah. You're unlocking like another layer of reality. And like this drug is allowing you to see.
Pineal gland.
Yes. I don't know, something. So like I've never done it, so I can't really, I mean, I would do it 100% if the situation was right and I had a nice shaman with me and I knew the DMT was perfect. I would definitely do it. But yeah.
Knowing your luck, Zell, you're gonna be doing it with the fucking QAnon shaman. Having the worst
time
ever. You're
gonna be doing that in jail, man.
Yeah,
that guy's gonna
turn into a vampire.
Yeah, but yeah, be if you're out there looking to do it, be responsible and make wise decisions. We didn't tell you to do anything. All right, hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you, boys.
Bye. Yeah, never done DMT. I don't even know where. I guess you can make it yourself, but like I don't trust myself to make anything.
Yeah,
like that.
Just grab a couple things underneath your kitchen sink, mix that shit together.
Yeah, bada boom, a little bit of smoke, a little bit of fizzle.
Chasing dragons, buddy.
But I'll tell you something. What was that fucking drug that you smoked? The powder drug and a really powerful hallucinogen. It used to be legal.
Oh, salvia.
Salvia.
That shit is insane, and that was legal for a long time.
Honestly, watching Zell do it for the first time, I was supposed to be up next, and I watched Zell do it, and he was done in 2 minutes, and I didn't want to do it. Because yeah, he kept gripping me and being like, is it over? Is this real now? And I'm like, yeah, dude, you're totally all good. And he's like, the look in his eyes, I was like, I want nothing to do with this. Absolutely nothing.
Well, I was pretty young. And we didn't really know what we were doing. So we took, I think I just took way too much on my first dose. Like it was through like a bong. So you stuffed it in there with weed. You light it, huge rip. It's like the most vivid memory of any type of like drug experience I've ever had is I did it. I think I've told it on Cosmic Channels. We did like psychedelics one time, but you, like as soon as you inhale, You inhale and you exhale, and then instantly, like, the world changed to claymation. I left my body and I was looking down on myself. Everything was claymation. And then as slowly as the trip wore off, like, I fell back into my body and I felt like I was pinned to the ground. But really, I think it was the Mr. Conspiracy was just stepping on my hood.
He wasn't even stepping, dude. He was holding your hood down with one finger. That's literally one finger.
And I was like, I couldn't get up. I was like, I'm stuck on the ground. I guess I'm part of the ground now. Like, that's it. And it lasted just a few minutes. And it was great. So that was
maybe 2 minutes.
I don't know. It felt like an eternity. Like, I lived a lifetime in 2 minutes. Just looking down on my body from like an astral projection, pretty much. Hey, mind expanding substances. Use at your own risk. All right, we got time. We got time for one more good story. If you're listening, you've been on the fence and you want to tell your story, you want to give a theory.
Fuck you.
Let's do it.
Fuck you, call us.
What were we talking about before? We said we'd come back to it if no one called.
Oh, the girl, the Chinese
tennis
girl.
Player.
She's 100% in some sort of detention tennis camp.
Detention tennis camp? She's just stuck playing tennis and she no contact to the outside world.
Yeah, I haven't read a lot into it. I'm not even sure how, like, I mean, I'm sure she's good because she's playing in the pros, but like, I don't know, like, what her,
she wasn't a top,
like,
seed.
What seed is she? And
like, the last I'd read is like, she had sent an email being like, oh, thanks everyone. I'm totally okay and nothing at all is wrong.
Yeah,
like, it didn't seem like it was her writing.
I might be misremembering, but I thought they had like sent a video to
tennis
her.
Player
like in a room and
21
I was like, yeah, they
at
her in a room
gmail.com
holding today's newspaper being like, yes, I am very okay. I am very fine. Everything is good. Yes.
It didn't seem like it was her, like, it didn't
trying to blink out Morse code.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, man. That's, I don't want to say anything bad about China because they're going
to
come after us next.
CCP,
I love China. China's great.
They're great. Awesome. Everything's great about them.
Great.
They're the best.
Everything's good. Everything's fine.
Number one.
They should, nothing happened here.
You should sponsor the show if you're listening. We'll say really nice things. Well, the only China I've been to was, well, I mean, now it's back part of China, kind of. I've been to Hong Kong. They were like retook over Hong Kong over the pandemic and no one really even knew what happened there.
It's a weird situation. Yeah, it's a weird situation over there.
And you can't talk about Taiwan. They don't recognize Taiwan as a country or Tibet as a country. It's like one China only.
Yeah, it's strange.
Remember that John Cena thing they're talking about? Like fucking, it was like Fantastic, or not Fantastic.
Fast and Furious.
Fast and the Furious 9 or whatever. He said something about the country of Taiwan. And then he had to go on a big rant about he was sorry for mentioning. He didn't even say why.
Right. And John, no one's even asking how they saw him.
No, it's insane. And how does John Cena know perfect Mandarin? Like, it's crazy. That's fucking wild, man.
It's pretty impressive.
And what was it like?
I mean, probably practiced to do that.
I know, but
I don't know if he apologized.
No, I think
I know he did that one commercial.
I think he's actually fluent. John Cena.
I could learn it.
I can't. I could never learn it because it's way different. John Cena.
Yeah.
Fluent.
I'd be interested to know if he reads it because I think
I can't learn Chinese because it's way different than English.
You know, it's just because it's hard. I know. I fucking Tong and Song Fu Cup. Those are the only things I know in Chinese. Pain and take a deep breath.
Like if you speak English as your native tongue and you try and learn like French or Spanish, it's much easier than trying to learn Mandarin. Like it's because it's completely different.
Well, it's all
the tones and the
it's hard.
So it's so.
Ty's kind of like that, but I never even bothered to learn the tones because I was like, in context,
they'll get it.
Yeah. People kind of get what you're saying. You kind of get a few kind of like. Oh,
yeah,
like,
you'll know you're talking
about
a shirt
dumb.
And not
it's
a tiger.
Okay.
Like, you'll know you're talking in context.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not wearing a tiger today.
I would like to give you some money for your tiger. And they're like, huh? Or your shirt. Is that it? No one else is calling?
That's it. I think we might end Cosmic Channels a couple minutes early this week.
All right. You got that's a mambo number five.
Yeah, unless you want
four,
to hear my sleep paralysis
three,
story.
two.
Call the tree, please. On myself.
One.
Next Cosmic Channels will be December 12th, 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. Same place, same number.
I will be gone.
You'll be gone?
I'll be gone.
Someone will be here, hopefully.
I'll be searching for that Omicron.
He'll be at Pearl Lake.
Pearl Lake, yeah, he's looking for Bigfoot. Yeah, that's it. No other callers. So boom. Make it easy on us this week. All right. Cosmic Channels are now closed. Peace, everybody.
Peace.
Cosmic Channels is brought to you by Big Theory Productions. The Cosmic Channels are now closed.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.